here's a story from The World.
I'm Marco Werman.
And I'm Daisy Contreras.
The one Latino candidate in this year's presidential race was Julian Castro. The Democrat was President Obama's former housing secretary.
Castro was also the former mayor of San Antonio. In January, he dropped out of the presidential race.
And Daisy, you connected with Castro recently over Zoom and spoke about his candidacy and just the general state of politics in America today. Let's hear your report.
I wanted to know what he thought went wrong in his presidential campaign.
There were already limitations baked in, right? Because I didn't have the name ID, I didn't have the fundraising base.
So cash was an issue, and so was name recognition, including among Latinos. Or rather, he just didn't resonate enough as other candidates with more money. Castro questions whether 2020 was the right time for him.
I don't think the dynamics were particularly supportive of a person of color in the Democratic primary. Not just Latino, but in general.
Latinos and people of color are still seen as the helpers, as recent newcomers, he says.
I think for some folks, it's kind of an interesting, like, oh, you want to be president, but what do you mean? Like, I'll kind of just got here. I mean, in 2 years, it's going to be 100 years since the grandmother that I grew up with got to the United States.
Castro voted in his first presidential election in 1992 for Bill Clinton. Since then, he kind of expected candidates to put in more effort to reach Latino voters.
You know, when that has happened, it's been like 3 months before the election, 4 months before the election, instead of a 365-day-a-year engagement.
He's still working for change. He's now advising Voto Latino. It's one of the largest get-out-the-vote organizations in the country. It seems Castro was in the race to say things others wouldn't. He talked about abolishing the Electoral College. He had the most detailed immigration policy plan. And he was, and still is, against Iowa and New Hampshire going first in the primaries.
I just always found it very interesting that right after the Civil Rights Movement, in about 1972, when our current system of the primary process was born, with Iowa going first, that all of a sudden it went to these two states that are over 90% white. You know, that's not an indictment of the people of those places. They were wonderful people. But I also think that it's just unreflective, unrepresentative of who we are as a party and who we are as a nation.
Castro was also talking about racial justice issues long before George Floyd was killed this summer.
And I did talk in just about every single town hall, every forum that I was in Iowa and New Hampshire about issues related to racial and ethnic justice. And it just doesn't resonate over there in the same way as it might in a Nevada or South Carolina or California or even a Michigan.
And he hopes that by the next election, issues like systemic racism that are especially important to communities of color won't be sidelined. Castro hasn't said whether he'll run again, but he has a message for other Latinos in the U.S. who may aspire to run for office.
You should feel empowered. You have a power that I hope you'll recognize. And the number one way that you can exercise that power in the near term is to vote.
For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.